Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust over 40 years of experience providing innovative pension solutions. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, over the past few years here on Drive Time, we've hosted many broadcasts from the team behind RTE Brainstorm. And through Brainstorm, we've come to know the teachers and researchers in Irish colleges and universities and gained an insight into their areas of expertise and obsession. Have a look at the website and you'll see that the most read stories on Brainstorm today are All You Need to Know About How Heat Pumps Work, the story behind Michael Collins' Wolf Slippers, and What Next for Russia in Ukraine. Well, from tonight, Brainstorm moves to RTE One Television, and I'm delighted to welcome on the line its host, historian and podcaster Donal Fallon, and one of its contributors, Catherine Kelly. And you're both very welcome to the programme this evening. Thank you so much for joining us.
Lovely to be here.
Donal, I might start with yourself, and for people who aren't familiar with the Brainstorm project, you might just tell us a little bit about it and why you think it's so popular.
Well, believe it or not, Brainstorm is 5 years old this year. It launched in 2017. And if you've never seen it, it's a great mix of people from, you know, across a whole range of disciplines. I mean, like you had a look at it this morning, there's geographers, there's mathematicians, historians, sociologists. If you read one or two of the articles, I think what you notice quickly is, oh, that didn't take me too long at all. Because generally speaking, they're kind of 800 to 850 words. So it's this really nice space, I suppose, where researchers are kind of contributing to public debate, what the public is talking about, not just Irish stuff, but international stuff as well, and trying to get, I suppose, fresh thinking on these subjects across in a way that people want to engage with.
Yeah, I suppose, and that's sort of the key, isn't it, that you have experts on their particular topic, and they also have the experts that you speak to have a really good ability to communicate to a mass audience sometimes quite complex concepts.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, that's when you think of what's happening in the world today, like there's lovely pieces on there on questions like, you know, what has been the influence of Russia, say, in Irish politics through the 20th century. So it's always responding to what's going on in the news cycle, in the world around us. And it's all about communication. And with the program, we've done something interesting, I think, where we've taken these people, these researchers, and we've pulled them out of their comfort zone of a university, if you will, and brought them into the real world and asked them to explain these things at relevant places. And I think that's really nice, even visually.
So talk us through what to expect then tonight and also over the coming weeks on Brainstorm.
So some of the stuff that's on it tonight, you mentioned Michael Collins' Slippers. People might remember during the days of baking banana bread and Zoom table quizzes against your cousins on, you know, when we were all going collectively mad. These items went viral. They blew up, this collection of kind of ephemera and bits and bobs from the National Museum, one of which was the slippers of Michael Collins. So tonight we go kind of backstage in the National Museum, and Brenda Malone, the curator there, and the historian Gillian O'Brien talk us through artifacts in museums. You know, why can't we see everything all the time? That's a question people always have about museums. Why aren't they on display? Why is that on display and this isn't? So a backstage look, I suppose, at museums, how we preserve things, how we pick what goes on display. There's a lovely piece on hay fever and whether it's actually getting worse. And it is getting worse, spoiler alert. But yeah,
not just imagining it then. Good to know.
You're not just imagining it. But Emma Markey has done research on that. I mean, we went up to the roof of the Met Office. I've never been up there before. Incredible. And she showed me a device that looks like something Elon Musk would land on the moon. You know, just this incredible futuristic looking thing that is monitoring the pollen count around us. I mean, that was extraordinary for me. And this great piece on dogs. And as someone who has a 15-year-old dog in my life, and she's brought me so much joy, I always had a feeling that dogs were good for our health. But there was an expert there that could prove it.
Okay, and I want to talk to Catherine about dogs in just a second, because I think you were looking at that as well, Catherine. But first, I know you're from TU in Dublin, and you've been writing for Brainstorm for the past 2 years. So you might just give us an idea of some of the things that you've blogged about.
Yeah, so I suppose my background is actually in nursing, and I'm very interested in the emotional and physical benefits and psychological benefits and our mental health. So I'm always writing about stuff to do with that. So I have the article that's featured tonight on Brainstorm, which is the physical emotional benefits of dogs. I've also done an article on dogs and jobs. I have articles written on walk and talk meetings, and then developing our own emotional resilience. I've done them, so I lecture in TU Dublin on social psychology, and I've done them on issues such as cognitive dissonance and really what goes on in our head and how we make decisions and how we view the world. And it's kind of unearthing theories that people don't know actually exist, but actually we respond to them every day without even knowing what's going on in our unconscious mind.
Okay, so you cover a wide range of topics and all really interesting topics as well. We might get you back on to talk about walk and talk meetings at a different point, because I think that's a pretty important issue. Well,
the great word used there was every day, and kind of brainstorm is about everyday life. You know, it's about the things that we all talk about all the time. So like, everyone talks about the housing crisis. We all know we're in a housing crisis, but we have Ruth McManus, brilliant urban geographer, who talks about, you know, true history. How have we responded to housing crises in this country? So what we talk about on Brainstorm is very shaped by what's going on in our lives and what's shaping everyday life.
And I might get back to dogs, because who doesn't love talking about dogs? And you particularly obviously do love talking about dogs, Catherine, because you mentioned that you've written about them a couple of times. Is that because is it a particular area of academic interest for you, or do you just love dogs?
Well, firstly, I love dogs, and I've grown up with dogs all my life, and we have a dog who's featured tonight, Penny, and she's the heart and soul of the family. But it's also because I suppose I would see myself as a practitioner researcher, and I actually work in an organisation called WALK, which supports people with disabilities and autism. And I have seen the massive benefits that having a dog, an emotional support dog for individuals, has brought to their lives.
Okay.
In terms of reducing anxiety, stress, it's brilliant even in terms of sleep patterns for people, in terms of safety and security. And then I see it in our own life, and I see it with my own children. And, you know, I speak to loads of people where dogs have become surrogates for them. Maybe someone has passed away and they still have a dog left, and they become their partner for a period. Or, you know, they're their fur babies for people that don't choose to have children or don't have children. And they have such a role in our lives. And then I was really interested going, as Donald said, they're in your life. You always want them in your life. You just laugh at them and, you know, how they eat, you know, and the different idiosyncrasies they have. And the different, like, our dog is 3.5 at the moment, and I think she's definitely a teenager. You can see all the signs and symptoms that she goes through.
Okay, so tonight you're setting out then to discover whether dogs can bring emotional benefits to their owners, and I think you've sort of answered that question first. So two spoilers about tonight's Brainstorm, yes.
Yeah, I think Penny sold the show. Penny's the big star.
I must ask you, Catherine, in terms of dogs and that benefit that we get from them that I think anybody who's had a dog can feel or can relate to, how long has that relationship between humans and dogs existed?
Well, I suppose in 1914 in Kassel in Germany, they actually discovered the first human canine grave. And it dates back to 14,000 years ago. And that's our first evidence that actually there was that connection between man and animal, and that they became domesticated. So they would have talked years ago in the Stone Ages about wolves surrounding clans and groups. And then we see that they obviously became nearer and nearer to the point that they became domesticated by the humans.
Okay.
And that love, or unconditional love bond, was established, which was so strong that they became buried together.
Really fascinating. Well, I can't wait to watch it tonight and over the next couple of weeks. And thank you both very much for joining us to talk us through what you have in store. That's Catherine and Donald. Thank you both. And Brainstorm is on RTÉ One television tonight at 8:30 p.m. You can literally get hundreds of your burning questions answered online at rte.ie/brainstorm.